It was E-coli poisoning. I promise you, it literally put you down in such a way that you don't even want to get out of bed. It is horrible.
Everything should be fine as long as you cook your fish and it goes above 63 degrees Celsius. There is no sort of worry there.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, welcome to another episode of South Africa's only fishing podcast, where we don't just have the latest fishing reports. No. We've also got the insights. We've got the forecasts. We've got the latest hotspots and so much more. Now, speaking of so much more, last week we touched on the ban at Blue Lagoon, right? And it's closed because of the E. coli levels. The city shut it down. They gave us their little statement as to why and their reasonings why. If you didn't listen to that, it's still available on our channels, so go and check it out. But to elaborate on that, we have got Ray Thompson talking about his experience with E. coli contamination, and get this, it was at the Durban Harbor. And then we also chat to our seafood experts about, is it safe to eat fish off KZN waters? And they even elaborate on the fish that are swimming in those E. coli water, right? So we are going to get into all of this. It is a jam-packed show. It's an action show. I can't wait to get into it, right? But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors that makes all of this possible, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, before we dive into this week's fishing report, right, I want to take a moment to highlight something really special. Angler News South Africa is proud to be part of the Podcastathon. This is a global movement where podcasters all around the world use their platform to support a important cause, right? I mean, these are those important causes that's really dear to us. And in this week, we are shining a light on an organization that's essential to anyone that spends time in the water, the National Sea Rescue Institute, or better known as the NSRI. So the Podcastathon is all about podcasting for the good, right? It's over 1,600 podcasts around 47 countries that are dedicating a podcast for this vital segment. It's for the guys that are doing the real crunch of the work, right? And South Africa's podcasting community is led by the South African Podcasters Guild, which is stepping up in a major way, and we are proud to be part of it. We are honored to be part of it. So for us at Angler News South Africa, supporting the NSRI is a no-brainer. I mean, you guys know we've been supporters of the NSRI, I think, since 2007, where we contribute monthly to them. And the reason is because if you fish, if you boat, if you enjoy the ocean, you know how crucial their work is. They are a volunteer-driven rescue service, ready 24/7 just to go, right? I mean, you call, they come. They respond to emergencies all along our coastline, and not just there, inland as well. And I can't believe they actually do this for free. They do it because they are here for us. They are there to support us and to make sure we are safe when we are doing the sport we love. So the work doesn't just stop there at rescues, right? They are also the leaders in drowning prevention education and coastal safety awareness. And here's the kicker. Here is the mind-blowing bit. They do all of this, like I said, for free. Right, they're ready to go, and they rely purely on donations and sponsorships. Hence, we do our sponsorship as well. And it doesn't matter. It can be in a small way, it can be in a huge way. Whatever it is, if you got 50 Rand, if you've got 1,000 Rand, if you got 100,000 Rand, guys, we need them. They support us. They are there when we need them the most. Now, if you want to give back to the people who make our water safer, visit the nsri.org.za, right? www, you know, obviously the website, okay, right? To learn how you can donate, volunteer, or even just spread the word about the NSRI. Every little bit helps to support them when we are in trouble and when we need that call. When we make that call, someone is there to come to us. And that person, that group, that organization, those heroes, heroes are the NSRI. And if you want to check out more, like I said, go to the website and you'll see the work they do. And it's not just like now and then, right? It is all the time on a daily basis. So before we get into the show, let's take a moment to appreciate and give huge respect to the NSRI and everything that they do. All right, now let's get into why you are here, which is the KZN Fishing Report. And we are kicking it off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam.
Howdy, Vinesh. Hope you're doing well. And all the listeners out there have had an awesome week. So things down in the South Coast have been 50-50, 50% good and 50%, for a better word, bad. And the reason why it's been bad, Vinesh, we've had so much rain in KZN from the beginning of the year till now. Most of our rivers have pushed so much debris down onto the beach and near your river mouths. It's just been absolute chocolate out there. There are a couple of cleaner bays here and there, but predominantly chocolate from, I would say, Port Shepstone southward to Port Edward. We typically, as we have a north to south current. So higher up also, we don't have, on your way to Aberdeen, so many bigger rivers, and a few of those are quite bland. A lot of them haven't actually really popped. So things are pretty brown southwards, if that makes sense. Now, obviously, with all the debris in the water and things like that, it's not really good for rock and surf angling. You're going to go through tackle, you're going to burn through sinkers. But the guys that have braved the conditions and they've found that cleaner water have definitely been rewarded. We've got some hounds, we've got some greys, still popping up Margaret Pier. It's towards the Bell area. Things are still good-ish for the non-eds. In terms of the edibles, there's been a few smaller snapper salmon, small little cob around that the guys are targeting, predominantly on bait, though. And obviously, a smellier bait in this dirty water is going to be more proficient than trying for a lure. However, you can. In terms of shad, there's been not much around. There's been one here and there. However, our rivers, after being cleaned out so well, have really started producing some beautiful rock salmon, some nice grunt, and it's good to see our rivers just fishing well again. It's been a while, and most of our rivers have become tidal again, which is good because that's what you want. And let's see, maybe this weekend things are going to be good for everybody to fish again, Vinesh. But otherwise, there are a bit of fish down in the South Coast, but no major firework. I don't know if I'd make the trip down here for the weekend, depending on the weather. But otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Now, guys, I just want to give a shout out to Adam, because Adam has had a bit of an injury this week, and he's been in a lot of pain, a lot of painkillers, and he still delivers the fishing report. That's why you gotta love our reporters at Angler News South Africa. They are dedicated, right? Now, speaking of another dedicated angler, Ray Thompson, okay, he's gonna get into his report in a moment, but I want to touch on what I said about his exposure to E. coli at the start of the show. So Ray was out and he's going to tell you exactly what happened, how he picked up E. coli, what the effects were, what the remedy is, and more importantly, what you should watch out for.
Okay, so this is how serious and quick that E. coli actually affects you. I went fishing on Friday afternoon in the harbor. I had a cut on my foot, and literally by Saturday afternoon, I was man down, absolutely man down. As much as I replaced or replenished my water, liquids, whatever it might be, I would lose it. So literally, you would drink something and then you'd have to go to the toilet straight afterwards. Guys, I promise you, by Sunday, I couldn't get out of bed. That's how bad it actually was. I was able to get hold of a doctor friend of mine. I explained to him exactly what happened, where I was, and he said, oh, he's so used to it by now, because he is treating so many surfers and beachgoers with the same problem. He told me straight away it was E. coli poisoning. He gave me Muti, and 3 days later, I was back on my feet walking around in that. But I promise you, it literally puts you down in such a way that you don't even want to get out of bed. It is horrible. But yeah, from a fisherman that's been in the water all his life and swimming and wading and doing everything in the ocean, I promise you that E. coli puts you on your back. It is not a joke. Very serious. Don't go in the water if you got any cuts of any sort. Okay, guys, stay safe, eh?
Sheesh, Ray, I'm so glad you recovered and you are okay. And I'm glad to know that there is a remedy. That Muti he was talking about were antibiotics, guys, in case you were wondering. No, he did not go to a Sangoma. But now, Ray, how about that fishing report of Pennington, Warner Beach, and, well, those surrounding areas?
Lower South Coast, although the weather was bad this weekend, produced quite a few edible fish. Bream, shad, yellowtail kingies, also quite a few little cob caught, and eel-tailed barbel, and that's over the last couple of days. There have been a few grey sharks as well down in the Margate area. Moving up to Hibernian, bronze bream, cob and the odd shad in that vicinity, as well as quite a few big blacktail and stone bream. With all the rain that we've had and all our rivers opening up like they have, there's been quite a lot of cob in the Ifafa, Baisley, all the way up to Mamzimtoti area. So any of those river mouths over the next couple of days will definitely produce some cob. We've got some lovely northeasterlies lining up for the next couple of days, all the way through until Saturday. And I promise you now, the water will definitely get cold and those big flat fish will turn on. So if you want to catch a big flatty, definitely fish Friday or Saturday.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. I love it. Fish Friday or Saturday. It's the long weekend, guys. It is going to be absolutely epic. And if you are getting that fish, right, because Ray spoke about a lot of edible fish, Adam spoke about edible fish, there are more edible fish. Listen out, later on in the show, I am going to tell you about whether you can eat that edible fish. Well, I'm not going to tell you. The seafood experts are going to tell you. For now, let's jump into Durban, where we are talking to Mike V and Brad Krobler about the fishing that's been going on.
How's it, guys? With the sea and the temperatures being the way they are, the rock and surf has been all over the place. One day we've been getting one or two small sandies, the next day nothing, the next day you've been running down the coast to go try catch one or two bream and things like that. Saying that, there's been a lot of good scratchy fish caught, lots and lots of them. Some good rock cod, some good bronze bream, a good couple of those black tip kingies that have been putting in the time there. That's where they've been getting all the fish. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, still quite a few snook coming out all over the place. Some lovely kuta being caught, one or two tunny have come out. So yeah, the game fish have been very nice. Those fishing on the bottom, we're getting some hillbecks, odd doggers, things like that. Not too wild because the guys haven't been able to launch a lot, so the info that we're getting is just bits and pieces, but yeah, they are there for the taking. In the bay, the grunter have come on nicely in the last couple of days. Saw some lovely pictures of some big grunter. Some really good fish, eh? Good couple kingies in the bays. One or two springer, not too wild. They'll start tapering off now. But the bay has produced some lovely fish. Guys, tight lines. This is Mike Beaver, ANSA News.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. The ski boat report off the Durban area. I'm just going to start just saying, guys, the weather has been atrocious over the last week. We've had severe reverse currents, bad currents running everywhere, northeaster winds, big swells, dirty sea from all the rain. It started cleaning up and the snook started coming on Thursday. They started arriving, getting nice and excited at the weather, and then along came the rain again. Now guys, so there's been out in the real deep, when I say deep, that's 400, 500 meters deep. There was some really good Dorado, big Dorado caught out there, and a couple of Wahoo. Bottom fishing has been difficult due to the fact of the currents, but there has been one or two quality fish in between it, some very big rock hards. So as I say, guys, yeah, weather has not been conducive to any good fishing. We're hoping it's going to improve. We've got blue skies off Durban. Hopefully the rain stays away and the swell and the current all disappears. So guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Yeah guys, tight lines and speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So it's looking positive, right? It's looking amazing. It's looking epic. It's looking like a lot of northeasterly. And you know what that means? That fish are coming through. And those northeasterlies are coming at the perfect time. It's coming in time for the long weekend. All right. So now I'm going to jump into the freshwater and into the North Coast before we step into our seafood experts about whether it is safe to eat the fish these guys are talking about. Now, we do not have Jan this week. Jan is out doing some guiding at Rhodes, which is going to be an amazing report next week. Trust me on this. But for now, I can tell you the bass are on the bite. So much so that I am taking a saltwater break this weekend. Okay, right. Thank goodness it's a long weekend because I will be fishing the basin on Friday night. However, this weekend, I am going bass fishing because the bass are on the bite. All right, so we got some bass reports out of Mid-Mine and Albert Falls and Inanda. So the fish are there. You know, chartreuse colors are working. So stick to those. The carp seems to be consistent. Right, not fireworks, but there has been some bite on carp. The trout obviously is a bit slow. The water levels are quite high, you know, so if you are fishing for that trout, make sure to fish deep. Now that is what I've heard on that freshwater side. Scaly action, I didn't get the reports because Jan is my man on that, so you want to stay tuned for next week. He's going to tell us exactly what's been going on. If you are fishing this long weekend, drop it in the comments and let me know what you have caught. I would love to know about that. As for the North Coast, well now guys, we are talking about some action, but this is purely gully action. The rock fishing, the rock species, the guys fishing finished the comps this weekend. They did struggle a bit, but they did get fish and they got some pretty awesome catches. In fact, one or two rare catches. Now, we know about our cover angler, Tarkin, who's sitting with that 6.3 kilo shad that is absolutely stunning at the moment, right? I mean, that's the catch of the week, hence being our cover, right? Now, we know if the mama shad is around, the other shad are around as well. However, apart from the shad, we got Dean Reddy with the Harry Hotlips, a pretty rare catch, which is quite spectacular. And that wasn't the only rare catch that he got. He got some other pretty cool fish as well, but it was all rock species, more along that Mission Rocks area. But there has been some fish along the coastline, you know, a couple skates here and there, not fireworks. Like I said, with this water conditions, it was mainly gully fishing. And as for the offshore side, well, we know there's been snook. There's been some good snook around that Amshloti area. Further up north, it's been tuna for days. Now, I did hear of one or two decent coota that came out. The coota weren't wild, right? Let's get that clear. It wasn't wild, but the coota that did come out were beautiful sizes. But what came out in abundance was the tuna. So the tuna are still around, and they are, seem to be, well, more than just still around. They're coming out like quite wild. That's up at the St. Lucia area. So that's our freshwater and North Coast report. Now I'm going to tell you about, is it safe to eat this fish? But we are mainly talking about that deep sea fish. However, our guys, the Barthel brothers, are going to talk about all run, fishing in the harbor, fishing off the surf, and deep sea fishing, and what makes the fish pretty safe to eat. But more importantly, if you are going to be eating that fish, how you should prepare it and how you should make sure you do not eat it.
Hey, Vinesh. So yeah, it's quite a hot topic of late. The last year or so, a lot of customers have been asking us what's our take and is seafood and particularly fresh fish at risk, and with the contamination and high E. coli levels. It's something we've obviously also looked into, and it seems that everything should be fine as long as you cook your fish and it goes above 63 degrees Celsius. There is no sort of worry there. But obviously, in terms of where we catch our fish and how we catch our fish, it's very unlikely that they will ever be contaminated or have E. coli on them. We don't wash our fish in the harbor. We obviously catch them out deep sea, put them straight on ice, and it's unpurified. So there's no worry about contamination there. And basically, yeah, that fish comes straight to the shop. Our fish, the cold chain is obviously kept throughout, which is obviously more for the quality of the fish. But it seems that even a fish caught in the harbor can, you're not at huge risk of getting E. coli unless you touch the fish and it goes in your mouth, or the water, that is. And yeah, so I think that's the main concern. When you're paddling doozy, if you take large mouthfuls or even a small mouthful of water and you ingest it, that's where you pick up doozy guts or you get problems when it comes to E. coli. Yeah, we fish far offshore. Even if there is a bit of dirty water on the surface, it's unlikely that it's anywhere near the floor. And we're fishing in 40 to 100 meters of water. So there's no ways, even the fresh water's got out there. But yeah, I'd say pretty much there is very little chance of you getting sick. But yeah, it's one of those things. Fish can sometimes move out of an area just for a degree or two temperature variance. The temperature drops, the fish move out, or there's a lot of sediment, or even sort of other organisms like jellies and all that. We find that certain areas on certain currents, you can't even find a fish on the fish finder. They are very sensitive to certain water conditions and whatnot. And the sea, unlike a river system, fish are able to move quite freely. So if there's bad water or there's a temperature variance, they'll obviously move to the more suitable water, and that's how it goes. Not like a river system where basically that water will make its way down the system, contaminating things as it goes. Fish will obviously try to swim the pollutants or toxins, or in this case E. coli, but sadly they can't. Obviously, if the E. coli is so high that it creates a void of oxygen, then fish are going to die. But yeah, fish can live in E. coli, I guess, contaminated water. Yeah, that's where the problem does come in. But I think, yeah, with regards to the deep sea fish, I think we're safe there, thankfully, on that front. Obviously, when it comes to filter feeders like your oysters and your mussels, it's not advisable to harvest these on our local beaches when the rivers have opened and E. coli levels are high. So yeah, just be safe out there, guys.
Thank you, Daryl. Guys, that was Daryl Barthel from Barthel's Fish Company. He is a seafood expert. Trust me, I've spent enough time with this guy. In fact, if you know me, you know I do not eat fish. He convinced me to eat fish, and well, yes, I do eat swordfish from now onwards. Now, more importantly, If we cook our fish at 63 degrees plus, whatever it may be, I don't know how to check, I'll figure it out. But if we cook our fish, we are pretty safe. As long as we are not digesting that water directly, we are pretty safe. So it's looking pretty good. Now, we've heard from Ray Thompson, who's picked up E. coli from having a cut on his foot and having that water directly into him. We've heard from the seafood experts. Stay tuned for next week, because we are talking to the experts, the scientists, about this whole fish swimming in E. coli water. So you do not want to miss that. But for now, huge shout out. Thank you to the Bartle brothers for their insights on making us feel a little more comfortable about the fish we eat out of our KZN waters. Because, hey, let's face it, that water temperature is dropping and the fish are on the bite. And it's going into that edible season. And yeah, we want to take some fish back for our families or whatever it may be. Hey, something for the pan. All right. So guys, that is our show. It was amazing. It was epic. You know what's going on this weekend. It's a long weekend. The conditions are looking spectacular. You heard it from our reporters. You heard it from me. We know where the fish are. Get out there and get fishing. It's going to be amazing, right? So let me know about the catches. Drop it in the comments. Please hit a follow. It supports our channel massively. And make sure to tune in next week, because we'll have Jan back. We'll have more reports. We'll have more insights. We'll have more of the hottest fishing zones and all the fish that were produced over this long weekend. Guys, all this northeasterly, it's going to be truly epic. It's going to be so mind-blowing that, oh man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get a rod in my hand on that fresh and saltwater side. I hope you can't as well. So until next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.